So we'll be throwing hammers. A hammer is a weight with a handle, just like a sledgehammer, only they're of different weights. Then they throw a weight over a bar. It's kind of like a pole vault bar, only you throw a weight over it. And then there's a weight for distance, which is, you can do that with a spin throwing it, or you can throw it like a shot put, depending on which event you're in. One of the events is flat-footed and push a weight out, and one you can spin. And then we have the sheaf toss, which is a burlap sack of various weights that you toss with a pitchfork over a standard four heights. And we currently have standards that go up to 24 feet. And numerous people say they're going to throw a sheaf over that on Saturday. So we'll just wait and see.
Is that sheep, S-H-E-E-P?
Well, it's sheaf, like a sheaf of wheat.
It's okay. Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, you don't want to get confused. Somebody, grandma might get excited if you stick your sheep with a pitchfork and pitch it over the fence. So, no.
And then there's the caber toss, right?
Caber toss, correct. It's, if you will, a log of various lengths and weight that a person has assistance standing up, and then they have to put it against their shoulder, squat down, and lift it up. And then they have forward progress at least three steps, and then they have to throw it end over end, which means that the end that you're holding on to goes up and over and falls away from you straight up at 12 o'clock would be a perfect throw.
And these are big poles. I mean, these are like telephone poles, right?
Well, it depends on what class the person is in. A professional, there are professionals that actually compete nationwide on a circus, and some of those folks will turn a caber upwards of 20 feet and over 100 pounds. So,
wow.
The ones that we're using, I think the biggest one we have is 18 feet and 82 pounds. So that's still a pretty good size caber for folks around here.
Well, who is participating? Is this an open event? You register and you participate, or have you got athletes lined up? Are they coming from around the state? What's the competition like?
You know, there's a lot of people that came up to the games in Anchorage last weekend. There's people just wanting to compete this summer. So to have two events in Alaska a week apart is something that is ideal for the folks at the Anchorage Games and for us. So there's people, I'm from the Kenai Peninsula, but unfortunately there is people interested here. And we have a clinic on Friday, so people have to come to that clinic if they have never thrown before. We won't let somebody just walk on the field and throw. That's way too dangerous. So they have to come to that clinic, and we'll see if they have the style and talk to them about the safety of being on the field, and then we'll let them throw on Saturday and Sunday. But if they just show up and want to throw, we can't let them do it.